You're listening to the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, where you will find engaging and truthful conversations. Join us as we turn our hurts into healing, no matter what we're facing. Our hope is that you are equipped with tried and true practical strategies that lead to healing so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Here's your host, Lane Lawson Craft.
Hello, everybody. Today's podcast is wonderful. I don't know about you, but sometimes during COVID and this post-COVID, life is just layered up, and I got anxious. I just felt this heaviness on my chest. I don't know about you, but it was really kind of scary. Today, if you have anxiety, I have Karis here, and she wrote Anxiety Elephant. It's a 31-day devotional, and it stomps out anxiety. I know you will love this podcast, and it just brings so much freedom. Let's dig right in.
You know, I know so many of us suffer from anxiety. Many of you that are listening and watching, you are really battling anxiety. And, you know, COVID really concentrated that negative emotion for many. And today I have Karis Snyder. Hey, Karis.
Hi.
Listen, I've got to tell them I had the wonderful opportunity to meet you in North Carolina at a expo, and I just fell in love with your heart and your message. And I just thank you for coming on today and sharing how you, I love this, Anxiety Elephant.
Yeah.
A 31-day devotional to help stomp out your anxiety. So look, let's start with you. Where did you get anxiety and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I love that question. And I love that God allowed our paths to cross in North Carolina and just allowed us to meet and share and talk about this real struggle. Just as you said, so many are dealing with anxiety right now. And for me, the anxiety began early on in my life. I was a kid. I didn't realize that it was anxiety that I was dealing with, but I can go back all the way to first grade. And I remember a little boy making fun of me because I had cerebral palsy in my left side and I held my arm up and I didn't know it. Had no idea that I was any different until that day. And he made fun of me. He held his arm up the way that I held mine up. And he was like, why do you look like a bunny rabbit? And that experience caused me to feel rejection. It caused me to realize that I was different, that I wasn't like everyone else. And I didn't tell anybody. So early on in my life, I began to learn how to cope with things by hiding them, by not revealing them, by not allowing other people in. And as I grew up as a teenager and into my adult years, I was still hiding. I was still trying to be a master of the mask, if you will, trying to look perfect on the outside. But on the inside, I was really struggling. And through that, as I was married and I had a young little daughter, she was two, living her best toddler life. And I'll never forget, I was dealing with these feelings on my chest, and it felt like elephants pounding on my chest, stomping, and I could not get out from under them. And I was sitting on my couch one day, and I had the worst anxiety attack that I'd ever had. And I called my mom and I said, Mom, I think I'm dying. I think I'm having a heart attack. I think Zoe's going to come in and see her mommy lying on the floor. And I was scared. I didn't know what to do. And she told me to go to the doctor. And I went and they checked on me and they said, look, your heart is fine. You're experiencing an anxiety attack. Now I have to tell you, at that point in my life, I did not think anxiety was real. I didn't think depression was real. And when women would come to me and ask for prayer, advice, encouragement for anxiety, I would often meet them with, you need to pray harder. You need to try harder. You need to read your Bible more. Trust God more. Or my favorite answer would often be, you just need to suck it up, buttercup, and move on, you know. And I began to realize how real anxiety was. And because I didn't deal with it, it moved into depression for me. Rock bottom moment was I had a miscarriage. I lost a baby and I just felt like that was it, that I was a burden, that I needed to leave this world. And in that moment, there was two questions. You can look up or you can give up. And I thank God every day that he helped me to look up. There were helpers there, my doctor, my counselor, family, friends, my pastor, who began to help heal and restore me. And, you know, as I would share my story with friends, you know, when they would ask, how are you doing? I had to let go of the popular phrase, I'm fine. And I had to say, I'm not fine. I'm not okay. I'm dealing with anxiety. I'm struggling with depression. And every single time they would look at me and they would say, you too? And I was like, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know what I think is powerful about your story too, Karis, is that you are very rooted in faith. I mean, you and your husband serve at a capacity of, what is it, ministering? I mean, are y'all?
We are worship leaders at our church. And even when I began to be in this struggle, we were leading worship even then in our church.
So what I want someone to hear, I think what I would just love today is for people to be broken free of shame. There's a level of shame when you're a faith believing Christ follower, someone that's engaged with a personal relationship with Jesus and yet still struggles with anxiety and depression. There's some kind of shame. You're like, okay, I love Jesus. So why do I have anxiety? Why do I feel so depressed? And then they get shamed, don't they?
Yes. And I did. I dealt with so much shame. And I think that's why I wanted to hide. I wanted to hide it because I felt like I was failing God. I felt like the enemy would come at me with thoughts of, if you share, you can't be used in ministry anymore. You can't be used by God. And that is a lie. You know, John tells us that in this world, we will have trouble. And I had convinced myself that I wasn't supposed to have trouble. Which is so much pressure. We cannot be perfect. The one man who was perfect and walked on this earth ended up dying on the cross.
Well, and I, you know, as you were sharing about anxiety, I know there's a translation that says, cast your anxieties. And, you know, some people use cares, but there is a translation that says anxiety. Jesus knew that when we live in a dark world and we're following him, look, just the mere, I mean, we're in this together right now in this season. Just the mere darkness causes me some days anxiety, where I am concerned about the future for our children and our children's children and just the demonic darkness. So I just hope someone today listening that is a Christ follower that loves Jesus, but is really struggling with anxiety and depression, please know you're not alone, number one, and there's no shame in that. And Karis is here today to tell us, don't hold on to it, share it. I would say that's our first nugget today, isn't it, Karis? Don't stuff it, share it with somebody. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. You know, I even think, Lane, I go back to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had his disciples with him, and you know, he told them, he said, I am overwhelmed. My soul is filled with sorrow to the point of death. So even our Savior experienced overwhelming feelings and emotions, but we know he was without sin. So we see him being honest. We see him sharing what's going on inside of him with his disciples, with that community around him. But he also went to his Father in prayer and said, hey, if there is any way to let this cup pass from me, let it be. But not my will, Father, your will be done. So we see him even there in prayer, confessing and talking to God. He didn't hide it. He didn't, you know, act like it was all cool and he could handle it. You know, he was good. He was real. So if Jesus can be real with his friends and with his good Father in heaven, how much freedom does that give you and I to be real and talk about these struggles with anxiety that we're dealing with?
Yes. So today I want to get some real applications, because you have walked this out. You've written a wonderful 31-day devotion, Anxiety Elephants. And listen, you can go, Karis, can I go to your website, karissnyder.com?
That's right.
Right. And I'll have that in the notes and we'll go through that at the end. But could you, so first and foremost, I think we have, the first step would be share the struggle, right? What else can you suggest someone that is overwhelmed and has elephants? What is another step today that they could take a step closer to healing from it?
Yeah. So another step, you've already mentioned it, would be to cast. cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And when we cast, if you think about it, growing up, we would go fishing at my grandmother's pond in Mississippi. She had two catfish ponds. So we would go and we would fish and she would cook that catfish for us. But it was a constant process of throwing the line out over and over and over, casting over and over and over until we caught that fish. So when you think about casting your anxieties on the Lord, oftentimes we feel like we failed because we do it once and what happens? They come back. So casting is a over and over process, throwing those burdens at the feet of Jesus, laying them down to him and casting them again when they come back. So you can cast a couple of different ways. For me, journaling is a great way to cast because I can write those thoughts down and there are journaling pages in the book and I can let them go. Some people cast by writing in the notes section of their phone. They like to do that with their technology. And some just like to cast by saying it out loud and they lay those burdens down. They lay those anxieties down to the at the feet of Jesus. So you can cast that way. And you can also cast to your community. You can also let them in and say, hey, send a text to your friend. I'm struggling with this today. So by casting, by letting it go, you are uprooting it and allowing it to not plant into your life. So the faster that we can get those weeds of anxiety out and replace them with fruit, with seeds of life, of what God's word says about us, what is true, by doing that, it doesn't give that anxiety time to begin to consume your thoughts, consume your mind, and really take over because you've released it. You've let it go.
You know, I hear that scripture, I think it's in 2 Corinthians, cast down every thought captive. You know, if I like to say that if we can cast it down right away, when that negative, that anxious thought comes, if you can cast it down right then, you're not feeding it because if we continue to think on it, then it gets bigger and we bring more life to it. You know, another thing that I think is great about this wonderful devotion, you're right. If we feed the good part, if we speak life over this anxiety, and this devotion does just that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when we focus our minds on what we have good in our life and we focus on those things above and rejoice and come to the Lord with thanksgiving with our request, it's a powerful thing. And even scientific studies have been done where you focus on the good, where you begin to speak the good and to speak on things that you are grateful for. It is a natural anxiety blocker. That's the power of gratitude. And your brain, when it is focused on gratitude and what you had to be thankful for in your life, anxiety cannot come in. So you can pick, have gracious thoughts or anxious thoughts. So when we're intentional and we're on purpose, just like I have to be on purpose about what I feed my body, I have to be on purpose what I feed my mind. So when I'm intentional and I'm thinking on those grateful things, I begin to see a shift and I begin to see life differently. And I begin to feel that joy and that peace fill my soul. Yes, things may be crazy around me, but I can trust in the one who is not caught off guard and who has it all under control.
So, you know, I, in my Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow lifestyle, that's where we reconnect, realign, and reactivate our lives every day, sometimes all day. Is anxiety the same? Is it something that it's a lifestyle when you learn how to first, first share it, then you get in there and you cast down those thoughts and you start feeding the good thoughts. Is this something that you personally, you know, have to do more than all, you know, often? I mean, is it something that's a one and done? I guess is what the question is. Is it one and done? You're not anxious ever again?
Goodness, I wish that was my story, but it's not. That would be great. I wish that I could have that ending. But for me personally, and maybe this is for someone else out there who needs to know this, this is a daily process for me. And I have to daily get up and remind myself of these things, remind myself to cast, remind myself to take those thoughts captive and to think on the good, to think on what I have to be grateful for and to allow that community in around me. Now, do I get it perfect? I don't. I still have moments where I mess up. I still have days where if I watch too much news or if I hear too many negative voices, I panic.
and I overreact. And, you know, I think, oh my goodness, what if this and what if that? And so I have to step back and I have to take a deep breath and I have to remember these things. So I have to take myself back to these things. So it is a daily, multiple movement, if you will, multiple step process every day. But when I do it, I realize that the pressure has been taken off, and God's grace is so good, and what a gift it is. And if God, the God of this universe, can give me grace and doesn't expect perfection from me, how much more do I need to give it to myself? How much more, you know, do you, your listener family, do you guys need to give it to yourself? If God freely gives it to you, you can freely give that grace to yourself.
Amen. And you receive it. You know, I encourage someone today just to receive the grace of God and to give yourself a break. Again, nobody's perfect. There's no shame in anxiety. There's no sin in anxiety. You know, I was just sitting here focused. You know, I know when I am having a bad day, I look and see, what have I focused on? Did I see too much news? Did I watch a video that was disturbing that someone sent me? Did I stay too long on social media? And again, I'm just going to confess to anybody that wants to hear it. I want you to hear this. I never walk away from social media feeling better about myself. I leave there, you know, kind of beaten down or less popular or less happy or less thin. And so, you know, we got to be intentional on what we focus on. Do you agree with that, Karis?
I do. I often say with social media, we compare our behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel.
It's so true, isn't it? And it's just a lie. It's just a lie. So I hope that breaks somebody free too. You know, not everybody's having a great day. It just looks like it. Not everybody. You know, I'm amazed, Karis, that me and you, we talk about this. You know, these lights are generous to wrinkles. You know, we know exactly how to do these cameras. Listen, when you meet me, I've got wrinkles. I'm a little fluffy. You know, so it's deceiving too. So listen, again, this is a powerful message today. The nuggets that I hope you got, number one, is share your struggle. Number two, get in the word and the presence of God. Number three, get in a community that's going to, you know, love you. You don't have to wear a mask. And I would say, be intentional on what you focus. And of course, again, Anxiety Elephants, a 31-day devotional to help stomp out your anxiety. Man, this would be a great way to be intentional. Every day you could work this devotion. And you know what I say, Karis, and I'd love to know your input. You could do this devotion every month, couldn't you?
Yes. You know, I've had several say that they do that every month because the pieces each day, they're just these bite-sized nuggets that they can read the scripture and they can, you know, go into the text as it kind of goes and dissects that scripture. And I share a little bit of my story. And so every day they use it in their process of renewing their mind and reminding themselves what to focus on, because as they do it every month, they're building new habits. They are building new thinking processes in their brain. And it took us a long time to get to where we are with our anxiety, to get to those thoughts. So by using this book, this devotional daily, month after month, you're rebuilding. You're rebuilding your brain. You're rebuilding the way you think about life. And that's powerful. If you think about that, that's a powerful thing that you're doing for yourself.
Well, and I love what you said. I love the fact, ladies and gentlemen, this Anxiety Elephants, this devotion, this isn't intense. I mean, it's simple, and it is enough just to plant that seed. If you would do it in the first part of your day with your coffee and just read that scripture, read the devotion, and then do the thoughts process. It says journal your thoughts below. I love that. So listen, guys, do not feel shame or sin or condemned with your anxiety today or depression. Karis is here today to say you're not alone, and she's given us great tools. Karis, if there was a lasting thing you would like to leave us with today, what would it be to the woman or the man listening or will listen and view this about anxiety that maybe you have a revelation about or have personally, it was like, oh man, if I only knew. Is there one of those kind of aha things you could leave us with today?
I go back to the scripture of Jesus where he says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. And knowing that he invites me to come, those who are weary and those who are burdened, he is inviting us in. We don't have to ask. We don't have to push our way through the crowd and get to him. He says, come, come to me. And to know that the Savior of the world wants me to come to him with my burdens, with my worries, with those concerns. And he is inviting me in. He's saying, I got you. I got you. And to know that that's how much he cares about us. That's how much he thinks about us. That's how much he wants that from us. That's what I would say to your listeners today. If you feel like you have to carry it on your own, Jesus says, come to me. Jesus says, bring it to me. You don't have to bear it alone anymore. And that's what I would invite them to do. And as I begin to do that in my life and take his yoke upon me, I begin to experience peace and to know that I didn't have to be the fixer of all the things. I didn't have to have it all together, that he loved me as I am. And he wants to help me get to where he knows I can be. And that goes for you guys as well.
Isn't that powerful? You know, when you said that, I have an acronym for REST. Are you ready? And I've said it before, but it's rely every second today on God. When you rely every second today on God, you're able to rest. But I think a lot of it is just coming to him and laying it down. Don't you, Karis?
That gives me chills when you were saying that. Yes.
Wow. Well, this has been so powerful. Again, if you are on the road or working out, listening to us, Karis, what's the best way to catch you?
Yeah, you can find me on my website, karissnyder.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Karis Snyder. That's where I hang out a lot these days. So I would love for you guys to come over and just be a part of the family.
Well, this is awesome. And again, it's Anxiety Elephants, a 31-day devotional to help stomp out your anxiety. Listen, you're not alone. And you can be broken free just like Karis. And we have learned so many great steps and applications today. So again, if you want to get with Karis, she's told us how to do it. And Karis, I just can't thank you enough for writing this book and making it available for so many of us. And you know, for such a time as this, right, Karis?
Yeah, I mean, God knew when this book released, it was right when COVID happened. And he knew. We didn't catch him off guard. And we're just grateful and humble by how he's using it, the doors that he's opened to have conversations. And again, to be here with you all today and just share in the struggle and know we're not alone. Know that he loves us. There's no shame or condemnation in him. And through him, there is hope. And we can get through this and thrive in our life the way he wants us to.
Wow. And you know, as you're speaking, I love this elephant analogy, because when you are anxious and when you're heavy laden, you know, it does feel like there's just there's such a weight on you. And as you speak, I just see the elephants running off and people, you know, actually their chest has lightened up. And so thank you again, Karis, for your day today and for your time today. And I love you. And listen, guys, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
Whoa. I don't know about y'all, but I loved this. We walked out of here with so many keys to break free from anxiety. I am so thankful that you joined us today. Listen, if you need prayer, I know sometimes you may not have someone that you can trust with these emotions. So if you need to pray, 1-833-PRAY-WME. Reach out or email me, landcraft@landcraft.net. We will join together and we will pray and we will get rid of this anxiety. And this is something, you know, throughout life, we will have to go through these keys of just, you know, casting our cares to God and laying them down and handing them over. So you're not alone. And listen, I love y'all. If you need anything, I'm here. And don't forget, the Enjoy Today on Tomorrow journal is out there and you can personalize your healing journey. I love y'all. See you next week.
I would love to hear your thoughts from today. I am so thrilled we have connected. Would you take an Insta screenshot and share it on your story? Then tag me, please. Share with me what touched your heart today. You are the reason I do this, so that we together can build friendships where we turn our hurts to healings together. so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Let me know what you'd like to hear too, and share this with all of your friends.
To learn more about the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, or to be a part of Lane's growing community, visit her website, lanelawsoncraft.com. You will find a genuine, honest, and refreshing group that encourages one another that healing is possible, hope is available, and the power we need is right here within us. Thanks for joining in, and we hope you enjoy today and own tomorrow.